In studio, we have with us Liat Amar Aram. Too many races in there for my South African Hebrew. Welcome. It's great to have you. Liat, you are the new Shlicha, so I am told, from the Israel Center. And tell us about yourself.
Okay. First of all, nice to be here. I heard about this radio a lot. I'm coming to be the new Israel Center director for the coming few years. Don't know exactly how much, but let's start. I'm coming from Israel. I was growing up there for the last 40 years. I was born at Be'er Sheva to an Orthodox family. I'm the second of four girls.
Okay. So you know how to fight for your place.
Yeah, but I have four boys that coming with me here.
Wow. Oh, my goodness me. All right, so you're one of four girls and you've got four boys.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
So I have a very, very busy house. And we're going to move here with my husband, Biko, Tzvika, and with my four boys, hopefully in January. In my background, I have a PhD in psychology, and I was teaching at the academy at Ben-Gurion University for more than 15 years. All kind of psychology courses, research courses. Besides that, I used to manage an organization that dealing with rehabilitation of people with mental illness problem. And I had like lots of patients and more than 200 employees that gave them treatment and help get them back to the community. Beside those main issues in my background, I'm facilitating processes with group, with Israel Society, mostly dealing with their identity and trying to make all different community of Israel society understand that they need to live together and to find a way to look for another and to find a way to, for each one of them, to practice his identity and in the other side to look at other identity and give them the permission and the understanding of what they need in the public sphere and in other sectors of life.
How did the shlichut happen? I mean, is it associated to a particular, I don't know, a particular party, a particular ideology? Is it
No. It's like I'm calling the main representative of the Jewish agency.
Okay.
And I don't have a big background in the Jewish agency. I went when I was younger to like 3 months at Russia when I was in the army. And also like a half a year at United States working with Jewish communities. But I think the Jewish agency looking for people that coming from different fields, not just from a professional Jewish background, not people that grew up in the Jewish agency, know the job, doing it for years. They were looking for people from outside. And me and my husband felt that this is a time for us to go out to the Jewish community in the world. And we called the Jewish agency and said, we think it's the right time. Our oldest is 11 years old, and after that it will be harder to disconnect them from their community. And we think it's very, very important for us as an Israeli to live a meaningful time in a other Jewish community.
And when the Jewish agency turned around to you and said, thank you for the call, we have a position in Johannesburg, why didn't you go, Ma'ashtagatem legamre? You went completely mad and run away. I mean,
yeah,
were you not hoping for
that's right.
Boston and it, or
and
it, Peru?
And it's not just it. They called us, and one of the main people in the Jewish agency said, it's not for a family with kids. And then we said, okay, not South Africa. And they looked at other places, and we got a very good option, I can tell you, Australia and Los Angeles.
No way.
But Australia doesn't take people with four kids.
Really?
It's too expensive.
Yeah, well, that is true.
Yeah, and also for us, I think it means that both of us need to work a lot of hours in a day. And with four kids, it means that we need to help them settle and we need to help them get to this different situation than what they have in Israel.
Have you visited South Africa before? Are you familiar with South Africa
at
all?
No. I was talking with many, many people. All of them told me it's like when people live out of Israel, hearing about what's going on in Israel, and they're saying, no way, I will move to Israel. And when you live in Israel, you live your life. You need to be cautious where you live. You need to know where to drive, where not to drive. You need to know that where is a bombing, you can live your life okay in different area, not next to Gaza, and stuff like that, and you have
very
good
life.
That's a
very sensible approach, and it's absolutely true, and it's a remarkable country with beauty the likes of which I don't think you'll see anywhere else in the world,
in the world.
I'm a bit biased.
But I think mostly the people here, I've been here for like 2 weeks, 1 week in August and 1 week in this week, and the people are so friendly and so welcoming, and I think this is the most important thing.
Listen, you've got your challenges cut out for you, make no mistake. I mean, okay. Sasha was reading an item in the news just a little short while ago.
I heard it.
About one of the main roads in Sandton, and
yeah.
You know, we've got issues.
We've got issues.
We've definitely got issues. What is your mandate? What is the Israel Center's mandate?
Israel Center is have three mandates. One of them is the Aliyah. All the Aliyah department is part of the Israel Center. And it's meaning that everyone that's interested in moving to Israel, immigrate to Israel, doing Aliyah, can come and get information, and we can help them figure out what does it mean. Another mandate is to connect people to Israel in many, many different ways. Like, let people know what's going on in Israel, let people find what's their connection to Israel professionally, connect people to people in Israel, help them feel belonging to this country by visiting, by connecting to project, to people, and by bringing Israel to this community. And the third issue is to support the community. In my point of view, I'm coming with my professional background of connected people from different communities, and I'm bringing it to this dialogue between all the different communities that you have in this white South African Jewish community, and to support all what's going on in this building. And in the schools and in the synagogues.
What an interesting challenge you have chosen for yourself.
Language,
culture, mentality.
Everything.
Every possible thing. And I presume there's no family infrastructure here. I mean, you'll make friends
That's
and
right.
things will happen very, very quickly. But, you know, I've done it the other way. I've gone to Israel for a significant amount of time. And changing homes is never easy.
Never easy.
But we wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you very, very much.
We really, really do. Bahatzlacha.
Toda rabba.
I have no doubt that we will be speaking to you many, many times in the future.
I would love to.
And thank you for coming in.
Thank you. We appreciate
the time you've spent with us.
So I'm going back today, back home for a month, and we're coming back on January, probably.
The most perfect time to come back.
Yeah.
Joburg's at its best. And if you're really smart, you'll swing a trip to Cape Town because that's just the best place on the whole planet. Without any shadow of a doubt.
Thank you. Have a great weekend and Shabbat Shalom.
Gamlach. Toda.
Bye-bye.